This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 18 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm and pleasant today. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and sunshine. Haifa is enjoying similar conditions. It's a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the U.S. and Iran have traded overnight strikes as Tehran targets Bahrain and Kuwait, according to Ynet. Also, Israeli movies balance excitement, sorrow, and war at the Jerusalem Film Festival, reports the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF has announced the elimination of a Hamas company commander involved in holding Mengistu and in hostage release ceremonies, according to Walla. Separately, Colombia and Slovenia have moved their embassies to Jerusalem, offering rare good news for Israel, says the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. And finally, 24 News covers breaking headlines from the Middle East, Israel, and around the world. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News, a major Israeli media outlet, shared just minutes ago that Iran claims responsibility for attacks on U.S.-linked facilities in Bahrain and Kuwait following consecutive nights of American strikes. Al Arabiya English reported moments ago that Iran targeted a second electricity and water desalination plant in Kuwait today, causing significant damage. Ziad Asali, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted an hour ago that Kuwait is intercepting missiles and drones from Iran amid rising tensions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the escalating situation between the U.S. and Iran. Ynet reports that Tehran has targeted U.S.-linked sites in Bahrain and Kuwait following a week of American airstrikes. These strikes mark a significant increase in regional tensions. The impact on civilian life in these areas is concerning, as the conflict shows no sign of cooling. Turning to the Jerusalem Film Festival, the Jerusalem Post highlights how Israeli films are capturing the complexities of war and prospects for the future. These films blend drama and documentary to provide powerful insights. Such cultural events continue to play a crucial role in shaping public discourse. Meanwhile, Walla reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a Hamas commander. He was allegedly involved in holding Mengistu and orchestrating hostage release events. This action is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle key figures in terrorist networks aiming to enhance regional security. Separately, as noted by the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, Colombia and Slovenia have relocated their embassies to Jerusalem. This move signifies a positive diplomatic shift for Israel amidst complex international relations. Such decisions could influence other nations contemplating similar diplomatic actions. On the economic front, first, CTEC discusses the challenges enterprises face in balancing AI innovation with cost control. The report suggests that integrating a skilled AI work culture is essential for sustainable growth. Separately, Ynet Business reveals insights into Netflix's operations in Israel, showing significant expenditures on local lobbying efforts. This underscores the streaming giant's strategic investments in regional markets. And finally, Globes reports on Avner Flor's potential appointment as Israel Railways chair. His close ties with Transport Minister Miri Regev highlight ongoing political maneuvering within state-owned companies. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.